There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Today is is it Powerball? It's the lottery. I keep forgetting which one it is.
It is Powerball.
It is Powerball. Yep. Yeah, it's going to be $500 million, which is not the highest ever. It's third highest, but 2,300 people a minute are buying tickets. As soon as I get off the air, I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to go buy a ticket. I have to go find a place. It would be so embarrassing to win. But I would have such a good time. I think I'd give $1,000 to everybody who was poor. How far would that go? It'd go a fair distance.
Yeah.
What is 500,000 people?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a great deal of controversy, interestingly enough, about that. That some people think that's a great idea, that the whole issue about poverty is you just got no money. And the other says, no, that you have to, you have to give people, you have to train them for jobs, you have to educate them, you can't just give them money because they'll just spend it on stupid stuff. But, I mean, I think that that's part of the human condition, to be able to spend it on whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And some people use it wisely, some people not.
And some people value theirs. Things. Some people value things differently than other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Things,
yeah, know. No, I'd be tempted to, and I'll tell you what I do. What I do is I'd give everybody $1,000 as far as it would go. And then I would say, I'll double it for if you invested in education or get a job.
I like that.
And you can pay it back. If you pay it back, then I'll figure out something else. Wonderful. If you're paying it back, you're already doing great. So, all right. So, talking about somebody who's not doing so great, Brian Williams, who was kind of everybody's poster boy for a long time, fessed up that he fibbed. I think he fessed up because he was outed, to be quite honest. And in fact, he was outed 10 years ago. He had two lies that we know about, and unfortunately, my guess is that they found some other discrepancies. Apparently, on David Letterman's show or something, he admitted to getting involved in bar brawl, which may or may not have been true, but it's not the world's smartest thing to do for somebody who's trying to sell integrity and trustworthiness and whatever. So, and he didn't do it off camera. He did it on stage. So, but he admitted that that he made up a story about being shot down in a helicopter. He was in the following helicopter that was shot down. He was not in the one that was shot down. And the pilot heard him do the interview 10 years ago and said, that isn't what happened. And nothing happened. And then he also said that he saw a dead body floating by during Katrina, and the guy who was with him said no such thing happened. So I don't, and I'm not sure exactly, do we know exactly, I don't know what the trigger was, but a little less than a week ago, he fessed up that he'd fibbed, and then he said, that he needed to take himself off the air because that he'd become part of the news, and yesterday, ABC suspended him without pay for 6 months. And they're saying, we're hoping that you can regain our trust. And I don't know what that means. I don't know that anybody knows what it means, including him at this moment. But I was just interested. I mean, I think both Manny and I are kind of softies to a certain extent of saying, hopefully he can figure out a way to kind of redeem himself. Because, I mean, he didn't kill anybody. I mean, he made something up. But in his business, that credibility is really crucial. And, I mean, he's become a punch. In a week, he's become a punchline. Somebody was talking yesterday.
Everybody.
Yeah, now if you make something up or embellish, it's doing a Brian Williams.
I mean, people are throwing out memes and stuff on the internet already. I mean, with him, so it's
yeah. So I mean, and you can't have a news anchor. Remember Dan Rather? Remember what's the frequency?
Mm-hmm.
And he was never really taken seriously after that.
Yeah.
And I think he had actually was sort of, he was still, I think, on the air, but he was in sort of at a retirement phase. So we asked people on Facebook, what did they think should happen? What did people say?
We'll start with Sally. Sally says, look at Clinton. He did much worse, and Americans still love him. I don't trust him and mad that he was not impeached. I wonder if Brian...
He was impeached.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, that's interesting. But, yeah, because he was. She goes on to say, I wonder if Brian Williams' suspension is paid. I bet so.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Not.
Yeah. Let's see. Marquita says...
I don't think he's going to be hurting for money anytime soon, to be quite honest, but it was not. It's an unpaid suspension.
Right. Marquita says, permanent expulsion. Your job is to tell the truth. You blatantly and repeatedly refuse to do your job. In addition, however, we need to find the fact checkers. Why wouldn't an anchor's anecdote be verified before being approved for copy? Who at the Pentagon green-lighted the lies?
Well, I'm not sure that it's the Pentagon's responsibility to green light or not green light, number one. Number two, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you, most news anchors, to be quite honest, you're exactly right, are reading from a script. But they're also have been known to ad lib. And in fact, somebody did, the pilot, did go to somebody at, I think it was on MSNBC at the time, it was 10 years ago, and said, that isn't what happened. That's inaccurate.
Yeah.
I don't think he said it was a lie. He said it was inaccurate. Okay.
Let's see. Tom says, and Fox News tells the truth? Yeah, right.
A certain amount of cynicism. Well, you know, and it is an interesting distinction because are the policy of a station slant the news. Is that the same as embellishing, an individual embellishing? I mean, you hear, you're walking a fine line there. But, I mean, and I think it's part of the American public's distrust of everybody and everything. Every politician, every news broadcast. I think you just pick your lies. You pick your liars. You pick the ones that you think are most consistent with your worldview. And I'm not even sure that you then assume that they're telling the truth. You just assume that they're telling a version of the truth that appeals to you. I don't know that anybody looks at the news and say, wow, that's really true. Which is sad. I mean, and you know, what is it? Something like a vast majority of people get their news from John Stewart, who's also going to retire now.
Yeah,
and he makes no bones about the fact that it's slanted and that it's comedy. And he's appalled by it as much as anybody else.
Yeah. Last one here from Wendy. Wendy says, I think Tom Brokaw should kick Brian Williams, you know what, and make it a primetime TV event.
Whoa. So there's not a whole lot of warm fuzzies about Brian Williams at this moment, are they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's hard to take somebody who makes, you know, that kind of money and has that kind of prestige and has had that kind of coddling. I mean, he's really had, you know, I think a very nice life and certainly been groomed and had a huge news organization behind him and, you know, gets nice clothes and nice perks and is treated very well to view him as a sympathetic figure. But, and this is not something that happened to him. This is something he brought on himself. This is something he did. And you can say, well, it speaks to a lack of character. I mean, you can say all sorts of things, but none of them are very positive. And, I mean, I think it's really... I don't think it's Brian Williams per se. I think Brian Williams is being caught up in a tidal wave of people who will say anything to get a response, to get the response that they want. And Manny and I have talked, you know, off the air about several examples that both of us know of somebody that we know was blatantly lying, was just making things up. I've done television shows as a guest commentator. And as you folks who listen to the program know, I'm really good at math. And so, you know, I've said, you would have been 2 years old when that happened. That doesn't make any sense. Because people, first of all, and they said, oh, well, I guess I'm not very good at math. But they were clearly lying. They were making things up. And I think we've gotten to a point where it's, you know, we want the effect. I mean, reality television is a lie. It's not reality. I mean, it's scripted and it's, you know, it's plotted and it's planned. And, you know, I think when you get a country of people who don't trust anybody, we don't trust our leaders, we don't trust our news, we don't trust our doctors, we think they're all being paid off by pharmaceutical companies. I mean, I think that we've become a nation of paranoids, and to a certain extent, our paranoia is justified. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them
all righty, well, hang on, Judy. You know, I'm going to tell them you're going to be there, but I have a lot of plays to go through, so stop singing. Oh, there, okay. Just had to quiet her down. And she gets really exuberant. All right, I've got six, count them, six plays I've seen in the last week. As I said, I was a little bit behind, so I'm now caught up, or getting caught up. You know, I'm going to start with the ones that I kind of liked that were kind of interesting but are not my faves, and I'll end up with my faves. So we end up on a really positive note, all right? All right, I will tell you about two offbeat plays that are going to appeal to a certain audience but not to everyone, all right? One is called Brian Dykstra is Selling Out, and I didn't know who Brian Dykstra was, and he's maybe done HBO specials and whatever. He's an amazing performer to watch. It's a one-man show, and it's about 85 minutes, and he is just moving and grooving the entire time. And, you know, I was talking about the country being paranoid and not trusting anybody, and he will certainly add to that sense that's all about money, and he goes through a whole riff, a very George Carlin-esque, about how money is the root of all evil and everybody's sold out, and he has all sorts of examples and he does little kinds of things. And the problem is I'm sort of tempted to have him on the program as it's broken, let's fix it, but it's so political and it's so angry and it's so laced with words that are not family oriented. I don't know what to do about it. I'm thinking about it, but the older couple that I rode the elevator down with said, I don't think we're going to send our friends to this. So it's not for everyone, but it's an amazing performance, and he is, whether you agree with him or not, it's probably worth seeing just because it'll give you something to think about, whether you agree with his politics or not. So that's Brian Dykstra Selling Out. It's in a very small theater on the 8th floor, and the air conditioning wasn't working. Yeah, all right, Manny, what do you want me to do? You want me to defer the reviews and take the callers? Would you want me to do that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, let's.
All right, let's do that. All right, so I've got five more to go, and I'll get to the things, but I hate to keep people waiting. So I got both Catherine and Mary. Catherine called first, so we'll take her first. But I'll get to you both, all right? And I won't do theater till we're done. All right, Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a question. My husband has cancer, and he's terminal. And we've known he was diagnosed back in August. And I want to know if it's normal to feel, sometimes get angry at him for not being willing to take a bath every day, not wanting him to stay in bed. And I love him, but I get angry and I feel guilty.
All right. Well, let me sort of wander through a couple of things. When you say terminal, how old is your husband?
He's 51.
And what kind of cancer does? Pardon?
He has esophageal cancer, and it has spread to his liver, in his chest, and one place in his arm. We've been given 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to be that long.
If you had a magic wand, and you can't take away his cancer, but you could conceptualize how the next several months of your life are going to be, what would it look like?
That he was able just to be a part of our lives. I have a daughter, and she told me last night that her dad doesn't kiss her anymore and he doesn't hug her anymore.
How old is your daughter?
13.
Well, all right, listen.
And I don't want that to be her memory of him.
Fair enough. Have you talked with your husband about that? Have you said, listen, this is crappy? Because if you think you're angry, think about how angry he is.
I know.
All right? And certainly, I would certainly encourage you to get a copy of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. You have two choices, really. One is Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on Death and Dying, which is a textbook, and it's a little hard to read, but it goes through the five stages of basically from anger to acceptance.
Okay.
And may be helpful because it at least answers on some pedagogical level the question of, is it okay to be angry? And she's saying anger is absolutely predictable. Okay. But there's a better book that's called Until We Say Goodbye, as far as I'm concerned, because It's a little more accessible. It's shorter. And it basically says the only thing more difficult than dying is helping someone to die. And it's got pictures in it, and it's, I just think it's a more accessible book. So that may be very helpful for you right now.
Okay.
It's just called Until We Say Goodbye.
Okay.
In the meantime, short of reading, have you had a conversation with your husband that says, tell me how you want the next couple of months to go?
Not as direct as that, though.
You need to do that, okay?
Okay.
Because depending on, is he in pain at this moment or not?
He is in a lot of pain.
So have we talked to
him? I'm afraid he's very close to giving up.
Well, I mean, that may be.
I can understand in a way.
Asking him that question, are you guys talking about hospice?
Not yet. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Honey, listen. The only thing harder than dying is helping somebody to die, but that's your job description right now. It may not be fair, it may not be nice, it may not be reasonable, but it is. And therefore, what you want is interesting, but just this side of irrelevant. Because you're going to have time, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay? And you have to remind yourself of that. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to call me. It's okay to call your friends. It's not. It's okay to be honest, sorta, with him. And I know, you know, when we're talking about Brian Williams, honest, sorta sounds kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But reminding yourself that he has the ultimate veto power. This is really your time to be there for him, because you have time and he doesn't. So sitting down with him and saying, how do you want the next, and you don't have to, if I were in your shoes, I would say a couple things. I would say, how would you like the next 2 months to go? And he may say, well, I don't know, you know, and so, well, okay. When you figure it out, I want to make those 2 months as close to what you'd like as I possibly can. And so let's talk about how you'd like the next week to go, or the next month to go, or the next couple of days to go. What would you like to do? What would you like to see? What would you like to accomplish? And that's the starting point.
Okay.
Then you go to your 13-year-old, and 13-year-olds are not renowned for thinking about anybody else's concerns but their own.
Yeah, that's true.
So what you're, and that's why you start with him, because then you could go to your 13-year-old and say, suck it up, sweetie pie, you're not 3 years old, and the question is not what your dad can do for you, the question is what you can do for your dad. And if he's not hugging you and kissing you as much, maybe you hug and kiss him. Let me put you on hold. Come right back to you. Mary, I'll get to you in just a moment. Judy, I'll get to you in the plays in a while. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSafe.com. TogetherSafe.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSafe.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSafe.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. And for those of you who are eagerly waiting theater reviews, I'll get to it. No worries. We're talking with Catherine, who's got a really crummy situation. Her husband was diagnosed with esophageal cancer that had metastasized last August, and was given, at that time, he was given 6 to 9 months?
Oh, no, he was actually given 2 to 3 years at the time. That was before it had spread. Okay. And then in November, it was shortened to 15 months to 2 years, and then a couple weeks ago, it was down to 6 to 9.
But you're saying you don't think it's going to be that long?
No, I don't think so.
Sounds like it's pretty progressive and pretty aggressive. So the question is, Catherine's first question was, I'm really furious. And I'm saying, well, you know, that's part of it. And that's okay. And what you need to do is probably share that with somebody other than him. Just because, although it may be, if you sit down and say to him, how do you want this to go? You know, you tell me. Do you want us to pretend nothing's going on? Do you want me to coddle you? Do you want to travel? Do you want to? You tell me. You sort of, and if you're not sure at this moment, it can change from moment to moment. It can change from day to day. But I want this to be about you and how we're going to do this and how we're going to do this together. Then, and that's the starting point, because that'll give you some direction. And he may change it. And he may say, I don't know, you know, I just want it to all go away. And you can say, okay, but some direction would be helpful if you can come up with it. If not, I'll do what I think makes most sense. And you can say, yes, this works, or no, this doesn't. But you're just going to have to remind you. Your mantra is going to be, I have time, he doesn't. I can be angry with him when he's not here anymore. Doesn't do any good to be angry with him now. Just makes me feel crappy. It makes it more difficult for us to feel close to each other. So it's not useful. So if it's not useful, it gets jettisoned, because all have time. Then you're going to go to the 13-year-old, and you're going to say essentially the same thing, except in 13-year-old language that right. says, ain't about you, kiddo. We'll have the rest of your adolescence for you to be whiny or selfish or self-involved or cute or scared or anything you need to be. For right now, our job is to help your dad in the waning moments of his life. Let me tell you a quick story. Believe it or not, one of the plays that I'm going to review for you deals with exactly that. And at one moment, at the very end of the play, Jake Gyllenhaal says to Ruth Wilson, I just want a little more time with you. And she says, time is relative. You know, it's neither created nor destroyed. We already have all the time we're ever going to have for what we've ever done or never done. And it's a you know, I'm not sure that that's what I'd say to the 13-year-old, because it's a pretty philosophical statement, but I think it's also a comforting statement in some level of, you can't make it, you can't enlarge it, you can't, it is, you know, it's one of those irritating phrases, it is what it's going to be, and that he gets to decide this more than you.
Right.
Let me tell you a story that might help you about this as well. And it's a story I'm a little loath to tell, because while I think it's, for me, it's inspirational, it's very hard to tell it without getting emotionally involved in it. But I'm willing to take the risk because I think it may help. A bunch of years ago, I was filling in for somebody. And when you're filling in for somebody, you get the crummy shifts. You get to go when they go on vacation, which means I was working a lot of holidays. And one of the holidays I was working was Christmas Eve. Working Christmas Eve is never fun for anybody under any circumstances, unless you're an elf. And then it's probably not even fun then. But if you're a psychologist and you're hosting a talk show, people who call you on Christmas Eve are alone. Because people who have family or friends or connections are with them on Christmas Eve. So if they're alone, they're really alone. This woman calls up and she says, I called you because my husband died a year ago tonight. And I'm thinking, I must have been a cockroach in a previous life, because I think of myself as a nice person. I don't deserve this. So there was a huge dollop of something that's a relatively uncommon emotion with me, which is self-pity. And she told me the following story, and I will condense a little bit. That her husband's dying. They were both older than you and your husband. But they knew that they'd done everything that they could. So on Christmas Eve day, not Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve day, they got up in the morning and they went to their favorite place for breakfast. And they went to the bank and went through their safety deposit box and got his will. And they had lunch with some people that they'd been having lunch with, their best friends. And then they went home. And he said, I'm a little tired. And she said, well, why don't you go put your jammies on and I'll scramble us an egg. And she hears this clunk. She goes in the bedroom and he's collapsed. So she goes back in the kitchen, turns off the burner under the eggs, and puts him in his pajamas. And for the next several hours, she gets into bed with him. And she recounts their life together. When they met, their first child, you know, the positive and the negative, and she just sort of chats him up for the next several hours. And during this time, his breathing gets more and more labored, and he finally dies about 3 o'clock in the morning. And she calls her daughter, who is a registered nurse, and says, "Daddy's passed." And her daughter says, "Well, I'll come over." And she said, "No, I need another couple of hours with him." And so the doctors, they get someone to come and declare him. And she comes over about 6 o'clock in the morning. And at the end of the story, she's sobbing, I'm sobbing. And I said, because here I've gone from incredible self-pity of, how could this happen to me? I'm such a nice person. They never told me in graduate school this was going to happen. To thinking here, and I said to her, I think, thank you so much for sharing this gift, because it was a gift. I said, you know, the issue for most of us isn't dying. It's dying alone. And somehow you found the love and the courage and the strength to usher him gently and lovingly into whatever comes next. And, you know, I know that this isn't a fun time for you, and I'm sure it wasn't a fun time then, but that's a gift. And, you know, there hasn't been a Christmas Eve since then that I haven't thought of her. And it's a difficult story to tell because, you know, I think it touches all of us in a way. But that gets to be your job description. That gets to be what you get to see if you can emulate of helping him into whatever comes next. And by your example, your daughter will know how to do that, hopefully for you at some point and for people that she loves. And there will be time for everything else afterward. And there's even, it's not terribly inappropriate for you to have a therapist at this moment and for your daughter to have a therapist if either of you feel that that's something you want to do. Some people do because they feel that they're getting some help. Some people feel that they don't want to really acknowledge what's going to happen until it happens. And in the meantime, all they want to focus on is living, not dying. So I think it's completely up to you. I'm here for you or for her or for him. But I think that's your job description, Cookie. And when you talked about for rich or poor and sickness and health, this is what they're talking about. Yeah. And it's not fun. And the fact is that most of us spend a huge amount of our time pretending that it's not ever going to happen to us or anybody we love, which, of course, is the ultimate lie. But ready or not, that's your job description right now. And I think that you will have all the time to work through everything else when he's gone. But until he's gone, your job description is to do it his way, even if it's not your way. Even if it's not what you would choose. And I don't want you to do anything that is completely foreign to you. But he may make decisions that don't make any sense to you. And it's okay to ask for an explanation. It's probably not okay to try and argue him into your point of view. Because arguing him into your point of view is saying, I'm not ready. It's not up to you to be ready. It's his readiness that he has to deal with, not yours.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm here. I will make an exception. We really try to convince people not to call more than about once a month, but I will make an exception in your case because you're going through something that really may require more than that. And so if you need, you can call. If you don't need, don't feel at least a bit embarrassed about it. If you don't want to, I mean, that you get some kind of buys. You're allowed to not go on a diet, to not exercise, to not be nice to your friends. You're allowed some stuff in your own life. You and your daughter are allowed to eat pizza much more than the Attorney General would want you to eat pizza.
Yes.
But what you are not allowed to do is make decisions for him. And that's why you need to sit with him. I would do it today. I would do it as soon as you can. Yeah. And sit with him. And I'd even have a notebook, because it's not going to be fun for you to hear. Write it down. And you know, if he's resistant to that, he's allowed to be resistant. But say to him, I want to do it your way. And that may be a huge gift. And sort of giving him the permission to stay or to go, which is not the world's easiest thing. All right?
Thank you.
If you need to talk more, stay on the line. If not, Mary, you'll be next. Mary, you'll be next after Catherine anyway. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary, indulge me for 1 second. I just want to say two more things about Catherine's call. One is Kubler-Ross is spelled K-U-B-L-E-R hyphen R-O-S-S. Whenever I say that, people, I get a bunch of emails, so it's K-U-B-L-E-R hyphen R-O-S-S. She wrote on death and dying, and it's really the quintessential work. And Until We Say Goodbye, I think, is a better book. I just think it's easier to understand and more helpful. I suppose the second is, you know, I think the trick is helping somebody to live until they have to die, which is not the world's easiest thing to do. The third is a little more complicated as far as I'm concerned, which is giving somebody permission to go if they need to. And, you know, we've all heard stories of people who are hanging on. And I think just sometimes the greatest gift is just to give somebody the permission to say, if you need to go, it's okay. You know, I'll take care of things. Because our impulse when we love somebody is to say, don't leave me. You know, I love you. As the Jake Gyllenhaal character said in the play, I just want a little more time. And the person who is suffering says, it's all relative, you know, that we've had the time that we're going to have, and the time is relative. Which is, I suppose, in a gentle way of saying, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I'm done. It's not that I don't love you. And I think the person who, the survivor, always feels, well, couldn't you have stayed around a little longer for me? And the answer, very well, maybe, no, I couldn't. It's not that I don't love you. It's that I'm done. And sometimes hard to hear, hard to understand, but important to respect. Okay, 855-993-7569. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hello.
How may I help you? Hi there.
Yes, I'd like to ask what I can do about my husband doesn't count. He pays all the bills. And when I ask him about the bills, you know, like the house payment and who's the house name in, is it in ours, you know, our insurance, anything, he'll tell me, don't worry about it, I'm taking care of it, I'm taking care of it. I said, but I need to know.
Of course you do. How long have you been married?
23 years.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 70.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 63.
Well, he's wrong. And
I know. I know that.
Do you have a family lawyer?
Yes, we do.
Well, I mean, here's what I... Look, I mean, do you love this guy?
With all my heart.
Okay, good. All right, so here's the deal. What I would say... Do you guys have wills?
Does what, ma'am?
Do you have a will? Do each of you have a will?
No, we don't.
Perfect. Not perfect. I mean, you should have wills. Everybody should have wills.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the state will just come in and sort of use whatever formulation they want, which is very likely not what you have in mind. So what you're going to say to your husband for Valentine's Day is, listen, darling, what I would like more than chocolates or candy or fancy jewelry, you can leave the jewelry out if you want to, is for the two of us, Joy, mind your own business. Okay. Let's go to talk to the lawyer because we both need to get our wills in order. And we both need to know what the financial situation is. Do you have a life insurance policy on you?
He has one on me.
Do you have one on him?
No, I don't.
You should. Because the likelihood, well, I mean, I don't know what the likelihood is. I mean, you're a little older than he is, but men tend not to live quite as long as women. I don't know what your family history is. But when you go to the lawyer, when you do your will, for example, that's an obvious time to know whose name the house is in. Is it joint ownership with rights of survival? Is it in his name? I assume if you've been married 23 years and you're 70 and he's in his 60s, the two of you might have been married before. Yes, to other people?
We were, both of us were.
And you have children? Both of you have children from previous relationships?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is, honey, a will is the perfect window into what's going on here because it'll have to be, and you definitely need to know. Because, for example, if the house is not in your name, you may, for example, be a tenant until your death. But then, who does it refer? Who does it go to? At your death, it's probably to his kids, not to yours.
Right.
What happens to? I mean, do you guys own property together? Have you worked at any time during the time the two of you were married to each other?
For a short time, about a year, I worked.
Okay, and did you buy the house together or not?
Well, we got this house, and his son's in the business, realtor, and he sold us his house. But I told him, I says, Ivan, I didn't sign for this house. He said, yes, you did. I says, I did not sign. signed for this house.
Well, he may have put your signature on something, which, of course, among other things, is illegal. But
yes,
rather than, do you guys have joint bank accounts?
Yes, we do.
Do you have? Does he? Do you have? Do you file a joint tax return?
Yes, we do.
All right, you're going to tell him. I'm not going to file. First of all, I would do the will thing because it's an easy way of getting access because you'll have to have it. And
right.
You need to say to the lawyer, I need to know these things for it to be in my will, and I need to know it for it to be in his will. And if he says no, then you could sort of pull out the big guns as far as I'm concerned and say, look, I will not sign our tax return until you tell me this stuff. And not only will I not sign it, because I know you're thinking, well, you've forged my signature, that I will send a letter to the IRS saying that I didn't sign the tax return.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. It's a little scary. But he's being really obnoxious.
He keeps telling me, well, I just don't want to worry you. I said, worry about what? You know?
Well, and what I would say is you're worrying me a lot more. I have no idea what our finances are. I have no idea what our debts are. I have no idea if I get thrown out of the house. I have no sense that there's a life insurance policy. I have no idea. Would you really? I'm not a child. And what you're doing is keeping me awake nights.
And it does.
But you're going to have to be a little tougher with him, honey. And
okay.
and I wouldn't use the threat of not signing the joint return and letting the IRS know, because that's war. But, I mean, he's leaving you in an incredibly vulnerable, nasty, ignorant, scary, terrible position. And you can say you heard somebody on my program talking about it. You don't have to say it was you.
Yeah.
And that I was just infuriated on the woman's behalf, that's it's not taking care, it's being, it's treating a woman like a child, and a stupid child at that, and it's leaving her vulnerable. I mean, you don't know anything.
That's exactly the way I feel, too.
I know. But you need to tell him that. And you need to pull out whatever stops you need to pull out. You know your husband. You've been with him for 23 years.
Yeah.
If anger works better, then use anger. If tears work better, use tears. But I would certainly, you've got Valentine's Day coming up, and I would certainly say that's the only thing I want for Valentine's Day other than a fancy piece of jewelry. Now, don't say the fancy.
Yeah.
You need to know that where your safety deposit box is. You need to, but the wills, and I would call up and make the appointment with the lawyer ahead of time. Okay?
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, kiddo. But don't you're going to have to put on your big girl pants. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.